Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We've likely all been on diets. You might even be on one right now. I know throughout my own lifespan, I've probably tried nearly every single one. Does anyone remember the old school grapefruit diet, where basically you get to eat half of a grapefruit and a slice of bacon every day? I was put on that diet in grade school. Dieting fads have been around since the beginning of time. And despite research letting us all know that 95% of all diets fail, we keep trying to be in the 5%. Today, I'm going to talk about some of the reasons why diets fail and a few suggestions on what to do instead. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life's challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. The first reason diets fail is the general unsustainability of most diets. Many diets are too restrictive, eliminating certain food groups or severely reducing calorie intake. These extreme restrictions can be difficult to maintain in the long term, leading to feelings of deprivation, cravings, and ultimately a higher likelihood of abandoning the diet. I try to tell my patients all the time that a diet isn't something you do for 2 weeks to lose weight for a special event. A diet is what you develop to support your body's nutritional needs so it can support you and everything you'd like to accomplish in your life. When you're developing a diet, actually think through if it's something that you can reasonably maintain for the long term. This brings me to a related reason that diets fail: unrealistic expectations. Many diets promise quick and dramatic results. But when the expected results are not achieved within a short time frame, individuals may feel discouraged and abandon the diet. Additionally, when I talk to people who have tried 1,000 different diets and haven't been able to meet or maintain the unrealistic expectations, they want to give up on taking care of themselves altogether. That's not good for longevity and quality of life. So the next point I want to make is that your body wasn't built for pretty. It was built for performance. What drives us to create unsustainable diets and have unrealistic expectations is cultural and societal influences. Based on your specific background, those cultural influences may vary slightly. In some cultures, you want to be as skinny as possible. I remember watching movies and shows where everyone was a size 0 to 6, and they would talk about size 6 like that was on the fat end of the scale. In other cultures, maybe the goal is to be thick in all the quote-unquote right places, which means trying to have a 20-inch waist with 60-inch hips, or else their anaconda won't want none. When you focus on being whatever the current pretty trend is, you can lose sight of the fact that your body is focused on keeping you alive and functioning as best it can. As we've already discussed, many fad diets encourage extreme eating habits, and your body is only going to respond the way that evolution intended. One way that your body responds is through metabolic adaptation. When calorie intake is significantly reduced for a prolonged period, The body adapts by lowering its metabolic rate. This means that the body becomes more efficient at conserving energy, making it harder to continue losing weight or maintain weight loss over time. Another side effect can be the dreaded weight loss plateau. As the body adjusts to a lower calorie intake, weight loss may initially occur, but eventually taper off and flatline. This can be frustrating and demotivating, leading to a loss of adherence to the diet. Hopefully, you're beginning to understand how this one-size-fits-nobody approach isn't going to work. Which brings me to the last reason that diets fail: lack of individualization. Diets often follow a one-size-fits-all approach, disregarding individual differences in metabolism, genetics, lifestyle, and preferences. Each person's nutritional needs and responses to different dietary approaches vary, making personalized and flexible approaches more effective. So those are four reasons that diets fail.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. If you need help, ask your kids. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Now I'll give you 6 guidelines that can be helpful in managing your diet in a healthy way. First, establish realistic and achievable weight loss or weight maintenance goals. Aim for gradual and sustainable progress rather than quick fixes or dramatic measures. No one likes to hear this, but slow and steady is the best approach here. Next, adopt a balanced diet. Focus on consuming a diet that includes a variety of nutrient-dense foods. Incorporate fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats into your meals. Reduce your intake of processed foods, sugary drinks, and foods high in saturated and trans fats. Listen to your body. Pay attention to how your body responds to different types and amounts of certain foods. Mindfulness is your best friend here in crafting a diet that is tailored to your body. Which brings me to my next suggestion. Practice mindful eating. Develop awareness of your eating habits and cultivate mindful eating practices. Pay attention to hunger and fullness cues. Eat without distractions. This means getting rid of screens or multitasking. And savor the flavors, textures, and aromas of your food. Moreover, I find that when you have a mindset of having a balanced diet coupled with mindful eating, it can really be a game changer. For instance, no matter what anyone says, I am always going to maintain that I have a sweet tooth. I grew up in a family where sweet teeth were satisfied with ice cream and fun-sized Kit Kats. Because of that, those are the kinds of food that I always associated with sweetness, and that is what I would crave. Using mindfulness skills, I have discovered a wider array of foods that can satisfy my sweet tooth, like fruit. I'm currently eating these yogurt parfaits that are truly delicious, but also give me good nutrients like dairy, grains, and fruit servings. Additionally, when I do have ice cream, I tend to have better portion control because I am mindful of when I am satisfied and I stop at that point. Fourth, you need to prioritize getting enough quality sleep. Lack of sleep has been associated with disruptions in appetite-regulating hormones, increased hunger, and a higher risk of weight gain. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night and establish a consistent sleep schedule. Fifth, manage stress. Unfun fact, chronic stress can contribute to weight gain. Finding healthy ways to manage your stress can aid in the overall effectiveness of your diet in the long term. Engage in stress-reducing activities such as exercise, meditation, deep breathing, yoga, or engaging in hobbies you enjoy. Last but not least, monitor your progress. Keep track of your progress using objective measures, such as body weight, body measurements, or body fat percentage. However, remember that weight is just one aspect of health, and focus on other indicators of well-being, such as energy levels, strength, and overall fitness. Due to your own health, you may need to have weight loss as a goal, but it doesn't have to be your only goal. I strongly recommend adding in non-scale victories as a way to monitor your progress as well. I know for myself, who has always been obese and over 400 pounds at my top weight, this mindset shift was a game changer. Here are a few examples of non-scale victories to get you started. Being able to complete 10 regular push-ups, running 1 mile, or being able to touch your toes. This allows you to focus on body function and how it supports your daily lifestyle rather than fitting into a specific aesthetic, which may be unrealistic for you. What is a non-scale victory that you want to focus on? Let me know on Instagram at KindMindPsych. You can also reach out to me via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com or leave a voicemail at 929-256-2191. If you're looking for more nutrition and fitness tips, you should check out Nutrition Diva and Get Fit Guy, two other podcasts on the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. Both of these podcasts are all about long-term health and wellness and feature easily digestible tips just like my show. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself.
What would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. If you need help, ask your kids. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.